a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We all know the Irwins. We love them.
Yeah. Right?
Family business. And Terry and Steve started it all, didn't they? And I'll admit, you know, the car key, sometimes I'm like, what if you want to mix it up? You know how Amy Shark's always got the half up, half down? Sometimes
yeah.
I feel like maybe she just wants to mix it up. And I thought, maybe Terry will go out of the car keys. Nah. That's their signature style, mate.
Yeah, I mean,
and they're running with it.
It's the brand, isn't
it? It's a thick fabric
it's the brand.
Sometimes, well, isn't it? Because you can get like a canvas car key and then you can get like your every... I wonder if she's got car key pyjamas. Like a car key 90 or maybe a car key coloured 90
I bet
something.
She's got car key everything.
Yeah. Anyway, she was on stage with her son, Robert Irwin, who seems like a lovely fellow too.
Mm.
Always smiling. But then you think, does that mean there's like an inner rage? Probably not, because they're just nice people. Anyway, everyone was sad when Steve passed away. It was a shock.
Yes.
Absolute shock. And we miss him every day. Just a beautiful man. But Terry and Robert Irwin were on stage. They were speaking at the VMX 2024 in Orlando. No idea. Don't ask me. No follow-up questions.
It's like BMX, but VMX.
Yeah, sure. It's very MX. So they were talking about... They were on stage and they were talking about, Terry was chatting about how she loves how so many people have Steve Irwin tattoos.
Yeah, right.
Right? There's a famous one here in this article that's referenced where Steve is holding on to a croc, but it's the shoe.
The croc shoe.
And
yeah.
Steve's like, oh, boy howdy. You know, what's his phrase? Not boy howdy. Sorry, I'm back.
What?
I know, what's his phrase? Crikey.
Crikey. Yeah.
Sorry.
Boy howdy.
Yeah, sorry.
What?
Mate, I'm just easing my way back in. Don't ask my brain too much. Get boxed out.
Is that like a Toy Story thing?
I don't know.
There's a snake in my boots. Boy, howdy.
I don't know. I'm sorry. Crikey. I love Steve. I'm sorry, Steve. I'm looking to the heavens right now. Forgive me.
She also doesn't like Vegemite, guys. She's not Australian. She's
boy, howdy. Anyway, Terry's chatting to the crowd about how great it is that everyone's got Steve Irwin tattoos,
cool.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
But she doesn't have one on her of Steve. But
well,
then...
Yeah, I mean, that would be, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. People do that. That's
nice. Yeah, I
guess.
It's like a tribute thing. Hey.
Takes a bit of a turn, though. So once again, she's up on stage, her and her son, Rob. Here it is.
Maybe more than one person has a tattoo. And I was very impressed because I don't have a tattoo. Was here. I don't think I can show it to you.
Now, so what happened? She's on stage. If you didn't hear that, she said, I don't have a Steve tattoo, but I do have a tattoo that says Steve was here. And then Robert looks over to his mum, shocked, horrified, like, what? Crowd loses it and she's like, but I can't show you it. And he goes down on his knees, like covers his face, like, what is happening?
Oh my God.
Mum has a cheeky tat.
How?
Steve was here.
Oh my God.
Now, do you think, okay, see, you're a back tat guy, right?
Yeah, lower back. I've got famously got Juicy tattooed on my lower back.
My brain went there.
Yeah.
Straight up. Steve, I don't know, because it just seems like, where would I put a Steve was here? Where would I put a Steve was here tattoo? I don't know. I'm thinking like lower quadrant somewhere.
Yeah.
Right?
So maybe at the front off like near hip bone
see, front,
sort of.
I never think of front. It's not my – lower front's not my favourite quadrant.
Hip bone sort of
my
area.
My least favourite.
You imagine it would be like the outline of Australia and then like a stamp, like Steve was here.
Yeah, right. Mm. But Robert's been absolutely horrified and I'm like, oh my God. If my mum turned around one day and said, hey – want to say it. My mum turned around and was like, I don't even want to say it.
Con was here.
Yeah. Oh my God.
How old are the twins? What was the last?
They're 35.
So what's that? How many years ago?
34.
34. So 1990. So Con was here in 1990. The last time.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We receive messages all the time, obviously.
Thanks, everyone.
Here at K-Rock, we do love hearing what you reckon. So please, please, please Keep telling us what you reckon. And we got a message the Monday after you and I wrapped up summer breakfast. So it was the 8th of Jan. So exactly 2 weeks ago today.
Yeah.
And it was a message from a lovely lady by the name of Leanne, who is obviously on board Christmas. She's a fan of Christmas. And it reads as follows. Okay, K-Rock team. And when they start like that,
yeah,
usually it's probably not the best sign.
Your body goes like.
Just flag you. So this is on Facebook and just flagging. Leanne's profile pic is.
I don't think that needs to be discussed. Santa. Oh, no, okay, you're
Santa's in it. That's all I was going to say. Okay, Santa's in the picture, right? So that's okay. how into Christmas she is.
Also, we should say, Tim and Jess may have already spoken about this, but...
1,000%.
This is Tom Lingy and Loggy.
I know. We didn't hear it.
We didn't hear it.
Okay, K-Rock team. I thought I'd bring this to your attention. I've just driven past the Geelong Christmas tree today to find they are packing it up already. It's only the 8th of January and still Christmas holiday season, WTF. Don't understand why it's packed up so early as it's still a tourist attraction. I think this is disappointing for Geelong. Would love to know the community's thoughts. I think pack it up after Australia Day.
Right. Okay. Well, if you need to know the community's thoughts, I mean, here we are.
We are a great representation. Of the community, you and I.
We tick like one three, or two boxes.
Three boxes, maybe. I'm in my 40s, you're in your 30s.
Yeah.
Late 30s.
No, not late, not yet.
Early 40s.
Mid 30s.
I'm male, you're female, and you are ethnic.
Yeah.
You represent the sort of...
Yeah, I love how K-Rock always brings that up too. Like, don't worry, guys. We've got not one, but two ethnics now. We're fine.
Two Macedonians.
It's a weird place.
Yeah.
You've probably never heard of.
Anyway, so she says the 8th of January to pull the Christmas tree down is a bit early. So, well, the problem with this sort of coming weekend is there's a fair bit on in town. You've got the Festival of Sails and you've got Cadell Evans Great Ocean Road Race. It's all like it's pretty chockers down that waterfront. So they might, I can understand maybe them keeping it for an extra couple of weeks. And pulling it down this week as they set up for Cadell or something like that, but maybe
then
not.
You've got to get the crane in and all that stuff.
Do you?
Cadell's bike, I mean, that's hard enough to get in, you know. Mm. The giant bike they have down there.
The crane in the
big
seat.
Big celebratory bike.
The seat.
Yeah.
It just comes, they plonk that on last. And
do you know
just
what
hope
happened?
They don't forget.
See, because what happened last time, they forgot the seat. Yeah.
Sorry, mate, I should have let you have that gear. I just ducked in there ahead of you as you were trying to get your punchline out. I just snuck in there with a bit of hope they don't forget the seat gear.
No.
So, okay, so Leanne was wild.
Yeah.
When did you guys take down your Christmas tree?
I took it down. I took it down before the new year. Yeah, I think I took it down the 29th or something.
You weren't really vibing Christmas this year, were you?
Well, yeah.
Was it up for, how long was it up for, a week and a half?
No. I put it up the last week of November. So I gave myself that. It was still up for the 4 weeks. It was just a bit. Because I was kind of like, okay, well, I've got a day. I'm not doing anything. We were still doing summer breakfast. I'm like, I'm just going to pack it up now. Because I don't want it to be on my list of things to do when I'm on holiday. I do love it. I love the fairy lights and everything, but I was like, oh, I've got a day. Let's just do it. What about you? Yours is still up, isn't it?
No, it isn't.
Oh, what? When did it go down?
Yesterday morning.
Yes! I knew it. Sicko.
So we put ours up in October. And to be fair, this is driven by Carly, my wife.
She always have to say that. Just be one team. Don't drag her like that.
No, but she's always...
it's your tree,
too. No, let me bring you up to speed because it is my tree. And I am on board with it as of this year because we're in
our
first
home. Oh, God.
And I said to her, I was like, all right, for the first time in, 10 years that we've been together, I'm backing you. I'm going to back you. Let's do Christmas when you want to do it.
Yeah.
And so, October. So we had a solid 3 months of the Christmas tree bang up.
So are you inviting Leanne to come over next year and just experience Christmas for 3 months at your house?
No, I'm just thinking, like, maybe we could sync it up so that... Maybe Carlia gets to decide also when the Geelong Christmas tree goes up and comes back down again.
Yes. Okay. You've got people. Let's get in contact. Come on. Let's go. No. Let's tell the Geelong Council what we reckon.
Yeah.
Because they love that.
They love hearing that.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Let's do it.
It's Loggy's time to analyse crime in Loggy's Crime Club.
This is just where we do, you know, recommendations on the genre of true crime, which is a bit of a weird one. A lot of the time it's like, oh God, it feels like such a weird niche, but it's so hugely popular. I mean, yes. Case Files, like the number one podcast, and then you've got articles, Netflix docos, everything, right? And I'm going to chat about a doco right now. It's called American Nightmare. Now, this I didn't know anything about, but it was number one in Netflix yesterday, so I actually watched it yesterday.
I've seen it pop up on my Netflix because we've been watching Boy Swallows Universe.
Yes.
Yeah. And I thought it, with a name like American Nightmare, it might be sort of linked to American Horror Story. I didn't realise it was a doco.
Yes. I actually thought that's the same thing. But Mum gave me the tip on this one yesterday, and it's a three-part true crime doco series, right? And I know that there's a bit of information going around about it, but I went into it not knowing anything. So that's, if you can go into it not knowing anything, I think that's the best way.
Okay, so stop talking about
it. No. So I'm going to give you like the bare minimum, right? But I just want to talk about it. So, okay, what it does, it starts off the trailer with a phone call to the police. Now, this happens in the afternoon.
Yeah.
A guy called Aaron
is
calling the police. And throughout the trailer, once he makes the phone call, he then ends up in the police station, okay? So that's setting the scene. Here it is.
Emergency.
My girlfriend, me, got kidnapped last night.
And you didn't call last night when this occurred?
I was tied up.
Tell me what happened.
Bright light blinding us. Taser goes off. And I see they're wearing wetsuits.
What did they swim in?
All right. So you hear the guy that says, what, do they swim in? That's a police officer, right? And he's in the little room, the interrogation room there with the police officer, and the police officer asking him this question. This doco I binged in one day.
How many episodes?
Three episodes.
Okay,
They're around 40 to an hour, right? About 45 minutes. I think one of them might even be half an hour. Anyway, but it's just three. And as far as Netflix docos go, I feel like it's a bit hit and miss.
Okay.
Sometimes they're really, really good and they kind of keep your attention. But some of them, it's kind of like you can see how, and I guess this is the most way, not just for Netflix docos, but for other streaming platform true crime documentaries.
Yeah.
That they're like, this is a way to print money. So we're just going to do a documentary for documentary's sake, right? And you can just, some of them just not done as well. This one was so well put together.
Yeah.
And the amount of times you're like, I know what happened. Wait, what?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, what?
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay, I know what happened now. No, I don't.
Oh,
it
my
is,
goodness.
Yeah, it's a roller coaster. It's a really easy watch, and I think it really keeps your attention. So, American Nightmare, it's on Netflix at the moment. I'm giving it 5 out of 5.
Wow.
Yes, which I rarely do.
Yeah.
I'm giving it 5 out of 5. And, of course, the thing we need
is the closure rating.
Is the closure rating.
If I don't get closure, I'm not on board. I'm not interested in sort of any sort of open-ended. I need closure.
You will get closure in this one.
Is it 5 out of 5 closure rating?
It's 5 out of 5.
Wonderful. All right. I am on board.
It's Loggy's time to analyse crime in Loggy's Crime Club.
Woo! Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We are back for 2024. Well, two of the three are in the case
workers.
Of Cameron Ling. He's got his RMO, his rostered month off, still chugging away. Still just really unwinding.
And I've seen like going for morning walks, you know, at 7. You're up. Just be here.
Do you know what? I've seen him on the beach with his boys and he's lost a step. God.
What do you mean?
How long's he been retired? Like 12 years now? Whew.
That Mate,
first
that's
step,
because
he just doesn't have that sort of explosive, the fast twitch is sort of a, those muscles are.
I don't want to. Okay, I'm not involved with any of this.
It's a different kind of twitch.
I'm not involved with
that's for sure. Anyway.
It's because they've got him playing cricket, NFL, soccer.
But he's got no lateral movement. He can go back and forth, but he can't go left to right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You are chatting about something that has gone absolutely viral. I don't get it. You don't get it. So why not talk about it?
Well, so Stanley Cups, they're these, I think they started in America. They were about to go out of business about 4 or 5 years ago, and then they turned to influencers, and as sometimes happens, it became a viral product. And so this
people got influenced.
Yeah. And so this cup is now the thing, and they come in all different colorways, and people have collections of them to match outfits and how much they go for.
They're like $80, 60, 70, 80, depending on which one you get. The ones that everyone are collecting are like $80, right? You can get it from the Iconic and that. But people in America, there's vision of the people at the store putting them out, and within 2 seconds, they're gone.
Yeah.
Flown, and it's like limit 2 per person.
Like Boxing Day sales when we were a kid. Or
it's
like
crazy.
COVID, toilet paper and COVID. So they're massive. Narrow at the bottom, wider at the top, 1.1 litres worked out, big handle, lid, straw.
You can get
like a strap that goes like if you were carrying arrows, like a bow and arrow sort of arrangement, but it holds your cup, because otherwise it's going to be so annoying to carry such a big cup.
Yeah, and kids were talking about it over the holidays, asking Santa for the Stanley Cup and all this type of bizzo. What makes them so good? Why?
Well, we've never seen one in the wild. I don't even know if you could buy them in Australia, but apparently you can on 52232955. Chris in OG, mate, you don't have one yourself, but you know someone who does.
Yeah, guys, my daughter actually bought one for my wife, and not because of the fad, more because of its practicality. And my wife likes a large cup of coffee, but she had one of those big, I think, Camelback thermos mugs, and it would never fit in the console.
So
she bought it because it was practical, but she was very smart because she bought it for her mum in dusty pink so that I wouldn't steal it. But yeah, and she loves it, absolutely loves it. But not because of the fad, it was more because it was practical.
Chris, are you an influencer?
No.
You're trying to influence us right now. You're like, oh, it's coffee,
it's really
it fits
good.
The cards.
How big a coffee? 1.1 litres is a big coffee. I mean, I know it's a long drive to Melbourne from Ocean Grove, but is that the arrangement? That's a lot of coffee.
My wife doesn't function unless she's highly caffeinated.
Okay. So that's good. A worry that is, Chris.
The heart health is probably not great, that much caffeine. All right. Well, there you go. So you can get them. Did she get it online and have it delivered from a sort of an international business, or was it bought locally?
No, she bought it online.
Yeah. Okay. Iconic's probably the easiest way to go. And before we let you leave, Chris, do you think that we are roasting Lingy too much, the fact that he's not here and he's on his rostered month off, or do you think it's just right?
No, I think it's just on the nice. It's a nice, comfortable roasting.
Okay. Well, just like the coffee you can put in your Stanley cup.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.